From the U.S., 41 states are not doing enough testing to relax social distancing measures, new analysis shows. By Emily Chakor. Most United States regions are not conducting enough diagnostic tests to begin easing social distancing restrictions in place amid the new coronavirus outbreak, according to a new report published on Thursday. The report, which combines analysis from National Public Radio, NPR, as well as the Harvard Global Health Institute, HGHI, compared each U.S. state's current testing capacity with target figures determined by HGHI's recent study. Harvard's data, originally published April 27th and amended in collaboration with NPR on Thursday, established state-specific diagnostic testing goals by weighing individual outbreak curves against actual tests conducted daily and adjusting based on population. The study's latest version suggested less than 20% of U.S. states have met or exceeded a testing threshold sufficient to relax social distance measures. As NPR noted, Thursday's report noted those states, North Dakota, Utah, Tennessee, Wyoming, Montana, Hawaii, Alaska, West Virginia, and Oregon, are among the nation's largest and least densely populated. In addition, each has reported much milder outbreaks of the new coronavirus as compared to other U.S. regions. Though Wisconsin had not quite reached the target testing figure set by Thursday's analysis, it was nearly there. According to Johns Hopkins University's tracker, states meeting this testing criteria have confirmed some of the lowest total case counts in the country. Alaska, Montana, Hawaii, Wyoming, West Virginia, and North Dakota rank within the nation's bottom 10 in terms of relative incidence of positive diagnoses. In contrast, states with the highest case numbers, like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, have a considerable testing gap to fill before safely easing social distance restrictions, Thursday's analysis showed.